only time that I was zoyche to hear divrei kodshoy by going hagodol of Israel Orbach Shlita, that he said the following words, that he actually got upset on something. It was only one time ever, years and years of sitting with him, one time he said, something makes me very upset. I said, what is it that makes the Heilige of Israel Orbach upset? He told me a very simple thing. And the halacha that we're going to discuss right now is something that we left off with already last night, with the Yom of Chazorus HaShatz, that we went through last night to understand the chashivas of what means the Chazorus HaShatz. We understand now why Chazal will masak in Chazorus HaShatz. We understand what Chazorus HaShatz does for us, what it's negated to us, how it's negated to every single one of us, as we explained already yesterday. But Al Kopolim is another nekuda to the halachas, and we're going through now mamish the halachas. We spoke at the Ashkofa, now we're speaking at the actual halachas. And one of the halachas which are people unfortunately are very, very mezalzel in, the Gabri Chazorus HaShatz, is the halacha of learning. And this is something that Goyin HaGodol Rabbi Israel Orbach Shlita told me klar. This is something that gets him upset. He walks around and he sees Choshuva, Talmidei Chachomim. Big people with these big, you know, these big coats with the two buttons at the back over there. And he sees them learning during Chazorus HaShatz. It really bothers him. Now, it's very interesting, because the halacha is, again, people think, again, there's very few times in the year that will tell a person it's asa to learn. Even on Tisha B'Av, it's a shaila, what we're allowed to learn, what we're not allowed to learn, if I worry, maybe the Kamika Mekel. Oh, but here is a zman, l'kulei alma, there's an issa gomel for a person to be learning, afilu b'hiru. Even if a person just posture thinking of learning, is already a problem. Ad kidei kach, Reb Chaim Kanievsky, in the Sefer Aruch HaShosha brings down, that if a person learns, a person does shnayim mikru ve'echa targum, he thinks, ah, gewaldig, right? Gewaldig a mitzvah. So Reb Chaim Kanievsky, oh, no. That's a mitzvah above avera. That's a mitzvah above avera. You know, they used to come to Reb Shlomo Zalman. That's what Bazil told me. They came to his father, and they said, Reb Shlomo Zalman, can we look into a sefer? During Chazorus HaShatz, we won't say anything, we'll just look into the sefer. So he told me that his father, Reb Shlomo Zalman, always used to say, all of a sudden you're such a masmid. Are you such a masmid the whole day that every single second of your day is accounted for, that you're looking to learning during Chazorus HaShatz? Comes Chazorus HaShatz, comes the promo Yetzer Hara, you gotta learn? That's the Issa. Because now because the Yetzer Hara comes along and does something, it's a mamish problem. I don't want to say there's many bigger battles maybe we have to fight. Enoch and Ami. Oh, but each one in its time.
You
have to do the Steinbrecher again? Afterwards, it could be not Yetzer. Itaka says it. Itaka goes, is that Mahalak? It could be not Yetzer, yeah. A lot of people are busy with it. Al Kaponim is an Issa again, not only for learning, who are din damning. For example, let's say a person wants to say Kobonus. He didn't manage to say Kobonus before damning, like you should. No, he wants to say during Chazorus HaShatz. He wants to say Tehillim. These are things that a person should not be doing during Chazorus HaShatz. That's a double poshut. What about, for example, if you sit in a shul, you already davened already. Like me, I already davened. So now the Beis Medrash, the shul, or davening mincha, they're having Chazorus HaShatz. Do I have to stand there, close my sefer, and listen? No. If you already davened, we're not worried about Marisayin over here, the Maaseh Din, you can continue learning, but you shouldn't speak. Stop speaking, even if you davened already, that you shouldn't do. Now the Mishnah Berurah says, what happens if you know, klar, there's another 400 people, all of them are saying Amen. So maybe there's no chashash, like we said yesterday, a shayla, a bracha, a batola, if 9 people are answering the chazan. No, I know there's 400 people all answering Amen. So the Mishnah Berurah, still don't learn. Because you're worried that people will learn from you. People will learn from you. And this is unfortunately a halacha. Again, it does not have many bases in halacha for people to be making on this and learn during Chazorus HaShatz. But I want to tell you, because unfortunately you see very choshuva people doing it. And again, a chobat stomach from a goyin of Israel. That even he said he was upset by, he sees choshuva yidin who do such a thing. It's not something that should be done. Again, all of a sudden comes the Eitz Ahura. The guy didn't learn anything the whole day. Comes Chazorus HaShatz. Oh, open up a sefer. Famos, it's awesome. No, okay. No, again, weiter. I don't know. I don't know. If you find the kula, please let me know. Let me get weiter, Rabbi. Now, talking during Chazorus HaShatz to Savada again, you have to be very, very careful about this. It's amazing. Talking during Chazorus HaShatz is a tremendous, tremendous issa. People are not careful about this. The Mishnah Berurah writes very, very clearly, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, you must tell them to be quiet. And I would never be able to say such a thing if I didn't see the Prima Godim inside. The Heilige Prima Godim says an unbelievable thing. Zug de Prima Godim, Ad Gedei Kach, you're allowed to embarrass somebody else
that he should be quiet during Chazoras HaShatz. Now that's something we don't find anywhere else. What's the reason? Because over here we have an interesting Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch writes a Lashon over here that we don't find. I get Rabbi Yisrael, I'm giving you a guarantee right here. You check it up. There's nowhere else in the Shulchan Aruch that the Shulchan Aruch writes a Lashon. I'm going to translate it just to make it more powerful. The Shulchan Aruch writes that the Aveira of speaking during Chazoras HaShatz is an Aveira too great to bear. It's pusher too heavy. You can't manage. It's too great of an Aveira to bear. You can't push or carry it. You know what that means? You know, we think of an Aveira speaking to a Chazal as, what is it already? No. The people go to the holds you that to embarrass someone else. Ad kedei kach to poskim nev shibura. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav says, amoy yudik azach. Zook the Shulchan Aruch HaRav in Sima Kupay Dalet. He says, Kup Chav Dalet, I'm sorry, Sib Yud. He says over there that if a person is speaking during Chazal as Hashat, you know what that means? It means like this. Right now the chazan is up there and he's singing praises to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Ah, all the gevaldike godness of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And you, what are you doing? You're talking. You're talking while praises are being sung about the Ribbono Shel Olam. It shows that you have no interest in joining the chazan in praising the Ribbono Shel Olam. Now that's pretty stark. Others want to tie in a different pshat that Chazoras HaShatz is like a lawyer. And a lawyer acts on your behalf. And you imagine that the lawyer is there in court trying to defend you. And you're basically talking, schmoozing to your seatmate over there. What does it show? It doesn't show very good. The Melo Abayisai, a person has to know, speaking during Chazor Shas, is Mamashe Issa. I will tell you an exception, not because it's negated to you, but Hashem, it will be negated to you. But again, to be done in Kafskos and others. A Rav, for example. Someone that's asked Shiders, I know for example myself, very often during Chazor Shas, like Mincha, or even more often than on a Friday night, people come over with an urgent Shiler, and Mikvaneh, Shabbos, it's locked, and they have to get a goy, or the oven was on, and that's a Isa. So again, if you ask the Shiler, it's Negei Mamash, you could answer it, there's no Shiler. If you see someone answering a Shiler, there's no problem with that over there. That's Mefurish. And none of that, Mr. Bruce says you should dafka appoint people to go around telling everybody not to talk during Chazoras HaShatz. Now, not only during Chazoras HaShatz, what about before Chazoras HaShatz? What about when the Chazan is waiting for everybody to finish, he's waiting till the Rav is waiting for the Rosh Hashiva to finish, and you're waiting for the Rosh Hashiva to finish, what are you allowed to do at that stage? You finish your silent Shemoneh Esrei, you're waiting for the Chazan to start Chazoras HaShatz, what do you do now? So the Maaseh to talk Eimah L'Davar, that's Poshet. Inside you, inside the Chazan, it's 100% awesome for a person to talk for two reasons. Number one, you're talking before Shemoneh Esrei, and number two is you're talking before Tachnun, by Shachlis and Mincha, that's for sure. Talking before Tachnun, by the way, Tachnun is like a shield. I'm not going into the Nyonin Tachnun right now, but Tachnun is a shield. If you speak before Tachnun, you weaken the koyach of the shield. So Chaval is man. In about 5 minutes, after Chazor Shachat, you're about to start saying a shield which guards you and protects you, v'hole, and you speak before that, you weaken the koyach. So that's another reason why a person should not be speaking after, again, we're talking about a case where everyone's quiet, and not even speaking loud, we're not talking about disturbing anyone, does that matter or not? But still, there's an issa for a person to go along and talk. What you could do is daven. You can make up a different halakim of davening that you didn't get to, or korbanos. You can say Tehillim. You can look in a sefer, not to learn the sefer of a pair, that you shouldn't do, but to look in a sefer about it you can. Now there's a very interesting halacha which also, I don't know, I just don't see people being mafid on this. The Mishabur brings this down, halacha lemaisa, just like we keep the Mishabur in Ocha Shabbos, we look at the Mishabur over here, same person, Rabbi Yisai. He says like this, are you allowed to sing along with the Shliach Tzibur? A very common shaila when you're dealing with the Shabbos davening or Yom Tov davening where everybody's singing together and everybody's saying the words. And all, you know, everybody comes to Rosh Chodesh, it comes to all sorts of things. People like to say the words in front of the Chazan Tzveigishmak. Mishabu says, don't do it. You can sing as much as you want, but to say the words, you have not, you shouldn't say. And a lot of people, unfortunately, don't know this. You're not meant to say any words of Chazoras HaShatz while the Chazan is saying Chazoras HaShatz. So the Mishabu, what's the reason? Simple reason is we're worried that since a person is so rogel in Chazoras in the Shemoneh Esrei Lashon, he may come to say the bracha. And see if he'll come to make a bracha, never tolle. So it's the shayla. That's why the Mishabu says, Lemaisin, Sim Kuf Chadalis, he got into Zayin, that you shouldn't say any of the words. Sorry?
Kaddish?
What about Kaddish?
Singing along with the Chazan.
That's B'Sheda. That and not whatever the bracha over there. It's only by Dafka, by Chazoras HaShatz, we're worried. You shouldn't speak during Kaddish anyway. That's for sure not. We're not talking about...
You're singing along with the Chazan.
Again, singing is mutter. But the words is the bayah. Kedusha you're talking about.
Yeah.
That's B'Sheda. There's no bracha there. Now, let me go and die to your side. Let me get back to a couple more nyanim, but I want to get to the halachas of the Shliach Tzibur himself. So just for a moment, we'll speak about the Heichel Kedusha, right? This business of a short Shemoneh Esrei, the short Chazoras HaShatz. Where does it come from? So it's very interesting. Mamash Bekitzur Nimrus, I'll say it. Bismana Rambam. This was a major problem. What do you think this is a discussion of now? Tosh 9 Dalot? No way! This is a discussion from the Zan of the Rambam. The Rambam writes in Tshuvas, right? They bring him down, the Ravid and other Gedolim, other Rishonim, bring down this Rambam. That Bismana Rambam, he wanted to revattle the whole Chazoras HaShatz. So check it out. No. Kol Tov, no more Chazoras HaShatz anymore. Why? He said very simple. People who know how to daven, they're not listening to Chazoras HaShatz because they really know how to daven. And in those days, it was made for those guys, for the people that couldn't daven. So the people that can't daven, they weren't listening. So what were they doing? They were talking. Then came everybody else who could not daven, and they said, "Well, if those guys are talking, for sure we can talk." And everybody was talking. So the Rambam says, "That's it. I'm just chucking up the whole thing of Chazoras HaShatz. I don't need it anymore." So he came up with a new thing. And he came up with a type of different type of Chazoras HaShatz where the Shliach Tzibur starts saying Shemoneh Esrei immediately, so that way those people that know how to daven will daven along with him, and those that don't will listen. This way you've accomplished the problem that the Rambam had. They're not going to be talking because they're going to be daven Shemoneh Esrei, and those that can't daven will be listening because then no one else is talking. L'maisa, there is different variations of what it means, this Hoyche Kedusha. Let me just explain very, very kits to what they are. Number one, the Shulchan Aruch says the Mahalach is that everybody says the silent Shemoneh Esrei, then comes along the Chazan and says only to Lakeh LaKodesh. That's how the Shulchan Aruch says. It comes along the Ramah and says a different Mahalach. He says the Tzibur should say word for word till the Shliach Tzibur until Lakeh LaKodesh, and then they continue quietly afterwards. Right? That's what the Ramah says. The third way, which based on the Aruch HaShulchan brings another poskim, this is the popular way that most people do, and that is that the Shliach Tzibur says from the beginning of davening in a loud voice, Tzelakeh LaKodosh, Kedusha, and then everybody starts Shemoneh Esrei afterwards. Right? That's, again, the Shliach Mahalchim in Heich Kedusha, not going into it too much, right? Now, Lemaisa, without going too much into detail, it should not be done unless it needs to be done. It's not something when you're going, I don't know, you're working in the middle of the day and you know you get a break for an hour lunch break from the lawyer's office, so you make up some mincha, quickly make a Hayek Kedisha because then in mail I can have a longer lunch break. Just about the nisht. It's talking about a mitzias where it's a serious shas hatchat, a serious matzav of either who are worried about people not answering to the brochas nepo shana brocha batola, or for example, maybe on an aeroplane without going into the hashkopa bechalal, or should you daven with a minion aeroplane? I don't know. I'm not going into that. But those that do, for example, daven in a minion on an aeroplane, there's a mockum to say such a thing for a few reasons. Number one, to remind the brochas, you've got shaylas of erev over there, you've got problems of making chalal Hashem over there. Again, without going into the shaylas of yes or no, those that do, there is a mockum. It should not be used on a regular basis, that's for sure. It's only in a mockum of shas hadchak, not in a regular situation. Yeah.
Davening in front of the erev.
Yes.
What's the ramifications if you see her? Or
so this is a tremendous shy that I can't go into right now. Over there, you have to look at the Shulchan Aruch and 798. It's not something that we can go into right now. It depends. If you can see her, Kamala Enov, then it could be a problem. I mean, she's right at the front of the aeroplane, but I can see her hair showing. That's a baya. It's taka baya. Okay. And Mishabu says it's a whole eight of whether it works to close my eyes or I have to turn around. So I'm showing him. Sorry?
You have to turn
the tiny body, yes. Mishabu says, then you can make him close your eyes. But again, we're not going to decide. Maybe it's a good idea to discuss that maybe a different time. Very good. Remind me about that. Now, let me again, Vaita. I want to go, Mamish, a few minutes into the actual halachos of the Shliach Tzibur. Right? We spoke about yesterday the godless of a person being the chazan of the Shliach Tzibur is Mamish like a kohen, he's doing mitzvah voice, Mamish like a balde gazach. What do you have to do? So first of all, number one, to become the chazan, right? If you're chazan kavua, there's no shaila. But if you're chazan shaloi kavua, the gabbeg of the shul comes up to you and he says to you, do you want to daven mincha? Right? So what are you meant to do? The Gemara tells us in Brachas Lamadalev Lamadalev that there's certain mahalchim that you have to do. If you agree straight away, right? If you agree straight away, then you're like a food without salt. If you refuse too much and say no for the whole time, then you're like too salty of a food. That's what I say from the Gemara. So what are you meant to do? So Gemara tells us like this: the first time he comes over, he says no, thank you very much, but no. Then he says, oh come on, just have mincha. And then he says, Dava Mincha, alright, go. Fighter, no messing around, three times, that's it. He doesn't ask more than three times. First time you say no, second time, stop moving, stop. Third time, off you go, no shayla. Number two, the Ain Masavim the Godel. If the Rosh Hashiva comes up to you to ask you to Dava Mincha, it's just Ain Malad Dava. You have to go. You're not messing around with that. You don't refuse the Rashiv. You don't refuse the Adam God. The Rav comes from the shul, says to you, oh, Shira Bacha from Eretz Yisrael. No, Mechabed you with Mincha. So all of a sudden he's an Olam. No way. If God will ask you to do something, about you have to do it. The Ramo tells us in Siman Nun Gimel that the clothing that a person wears, the chazan wears, has to be a choshev geshmak of clothing. Has to be clean, mechubetik of clothing. That Mishabu tells us in Siman Yutches. We wear a talis. Why do you wear a talis? The covered at Tzibur. During Kaddish, a person, the chazan, should not be leaning on the shtender. Very shriach shaila often. Right? They like to lean. And leaning doesn't mean ganzen. It leads to the amount that we're talking, that if you would take away the shtender, he'd fall down. So when you're saying Kaddish for the Omud, for the ganzer Olam, you should not be leaning on the shtender bachlan. Now there is a minig of people to bow 5 times during Kaddish. If you ever saw a lot of the Hasidim of Vei Makbid on it, number one, it's Iskada, Svadim, Yeshmei Rabba, by Yisborach, Baruch Hu Vokshmoy, and the Omein by Damien de Omer. Again, the Goyin held we don't do it, which is probably the minig here in the Yeshiva, like our Peter Vilna Goyin, that we don't bow Bechlar. But again, some of the Hasidim, the Sfadim, Dako, or Makbid on it, Simemela, that's what people do. Now, Lomagain Baita, Nakshul Dine Chazan as well. Hashem Elokeichem Emes, after Shachris, right? After Shachris, also by Marib, same thing, is the Maisa, after you say Krishma, we know that in your personal Krishma you say Hashem Elokeichem Emes, and then whenever the Rosh Hashiva is finished, the Rav's finished, or whatever you're about to continue, so you say Hashem Elokeichem Emes again. So why do we do that? So the Mishnah Berurah tells us in Siman Samach Aleph, we do it in order to finish off the Ramach Evorim, right? We know Ramach Evorim, it's Ramach was in Shema, we're missing 3 of them unless you're doubling the Yechidus and you say Kel Medech Naamon, Bechori, Bechori. Zug the Goyin, absolutely not. The Goyin says don't say it. If you say the word MS and at the end, then you got a problem because it's Reish Mem Tes. That's what he tells us. The Mishnah Berurah paskins that the minig is to be makel, and we do say MS after your personal Kriyas Shema. Zug with Moshe and Tshuvas. It depends. If you can see what's going on, if you're davening a long Shema and the Rashi was waiting for you already, so you know the minute you say Hashem Lekechem Emes, you're then going to say Hashem Lekechem Emes again. So then the Ramosha says you shouldn't say the word Emes by your personal Kriya Shema. Whereas the Sibur one, you say it loud, you should. Masha Einkein, if you know, you take a quick Shema and the Rashi takes a long one and you've been waiting a couple of minutes in between, so then you will say Hashem Lekechem Emes by your personal Kriya Shema and then repeat it again. Goal Yisrael. Very, very big shaila. Talked about all the poiskim. Very, very interesting thing. What happens before Shemoneh Esrei of Shachris, the chazan sort of quietens down and sort of fizzles out by the time he gets to Gaal Yisrael and everybody's saying Kriya Shema. What's the pshat? So the pshat is like this. The pshat, we have a machlokes Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, whether or not a person should answer Amen to Gaal Yisrael. Memela, Rav Chaim Kanievsky, and he's not the only one, of course, it's stated in Chassan Sefer, stated the Heilige Munkash of Daruk Chaim Vishalom, that Be'etzem, a person is meant to say Gaal Yisrael quietly, so that we don't get into a shaila of answering Amen after such a bracha, which is a suffix if you answer Amen. Now, you have to know, Rav Chaim Kanievsky Taka says that it's a vada and a wonderful meaning for people to say it quietly. Kama poiskim uchaydik. Many poiskim holder? You meant to say it loud? Faket! For example, it's brought down Lekech HaKemach, it's brought down in the Beis Boruch HaLachai Odom, Rishloim HaZalman Paskins, this way Halacha LaMaisa. That's faket. What is Gaal Yisrael? I'm trying to be mighty everybody. To be mighty everybody, to say it quietly doesn't go. You've got to say it loud. Vaitas, Zuk Ravozn, Shevet HaLevi, Ravozn says, Mamash, the Gedoy LeGod Lador in Bnei Brak, he says, it's not covered. It's not covered that Baruch to start saying, Baruch HaTa Hashem, loud. Gaal Yisrael, quietly. It's not nice. Pasha not covered to the tzibur, not covered b'chal to the bracha, as though stated in Shevet HaLevi, that the Meister of Shloim Zalman, and this is the minig, is go like the minig amokim. If the minig of the yeshiva, or the minig of the shul that you're going to be davening, if they do say it quietly, then above don't mishana from the minig. But if there is no minig, or the minig is not to do so again, I forget, here's the halacha, it's amazing. Here you'll have a shliach tzibur that will say Gaal Yisrael loud, and it'll come off afterwards, and people say to him, oh, you don't have to daven, you don't have the halacha, you have to say it quietly, it's nishna zoi. You have to know. Avadu Rav Chaim Kanievsky said that it's a nice minig to do it quietly, but again, there is a mockup to say it loud. Lom again, Vaita. If you, by the way, if you do hear the bracha, I'm not sure about Sephardim, Ashkenazim, if you do hear the bracha of Gaal Yisrael, so the Mishnah Berurah says, Mefurish in Siman Samach Vav, and you finished, right, you finished, you haven't said Hashem Sfasai Tiptoch Ket Shmon Esra, above you can answer Amen. That's a double portion. The best thing to do is to finish Gaal Yisrael the same time as the Chazan. And this way you get no shayla of the Shulchan Aruch and Ramah Machloikis about saying Amen. The best thing is to say Gaal Yisrael exactly the same time as the Chazan, and therefore you're okay over there. Let me get back to what I say. Chazor Es HaShatz, very, very important. The Maisa, a lot of poskim hold. As they state in Shaila Meishiv, as they state the stipling Kedesiak of Rufleim Azam and Rufleyashas, that's how. That. About you have to daven the Nusuch of the Tzibur. That's a double posh. That's a problem with Loisus Grey to do. But what about your personal tefillah? Let's say, for example, you daven Nusuch Svad or Svadi. And you're davening in Ashkenaz Beis Medrash, davening in Ashkenaz Shul. What do you daven for your personal Shemene Esra? So most poskim hold you can daven whatever you want. It's quiet. Nobody hears. Came along with Moshe and says, no. What's the whole point of davening two shmeres? One quiet, one loud, for Chazor Sashat Sivan the Chazan. The quiet one is a preparation for the loud one. Therefore, if you're going to daven Nusach Sfad in a private one, and then all of a sudden we're going to get up there and say Nusach Ashkenaz, I'm going to get mixed up. So therefore, Zuchat Moshe, no. Whatever shul that you're davening the Chazor Sashat's in, that Nusach has to be done for your private shmeres. Again, a lot of places can hold Nishnezoi, Rav Shlomo Zalman, Rav Eliashiv, big boys can hold, you can do whatever you want, but Rav Moshe is machmeh. Sorry? I'm not sure. I didn't realize. Okay, let me get weiter. Taking 3 steps back, like a regular Shmene Esra Abadi, you do, even if you're the Chazan. Lechatchila, before you start Chazoros HaShatz, you're meant to wait for Rav of the Tzibur, or obviously here, you wait for the Rosh Hashiva, or if you're going to be in the Rav, in the Shul, in his money, whatever it's going to be. You put your feet together like regular Shmene Esra, Doime LeMalach, as if it's one leg, that's a double poshet. All the bowings that you do during a regular silent Shmene Esra, you also have to do during Chazoros HaShatz. Hashem Svosai Tiftok, the Mishnah Berurah says you should say it quietly. Ki Shem Hashem Ekra, we don't say as a Chazan. Even b'mincha, if that's the minig, but Hashem is Tiftok, you should say quietly. You're meant to daven Chazor Sashat loud. It's an idinin of tzibur. When you yaitu the oil, that was the takonim, and maybe you're meant to daven loud. Very important. Don't start the next brocha until everybody answered Amen. I heard today brocha by Mincha. I think he's the best lyric tzibur I've ever heard. Right? He didn't mess quick the whole brochas. When he got to the end, Baruch Atah Hashem, stop. He waited for Baruch Shemai, and then he said, Mavarich Hashanim, Amen, and then he started. Mamashi waited until the Tzibur said Baruch Shemai, and then said Amen, and then he continued that way. Now, very important, Kedusha. When you're saying Nakdishah or Nakadish, whatever it is, whichever min you're going to be, it must be loud so the Olim can hear. People are going to be Yaitzeh, for example, if they're in the middle of Shemoneh Esra and they haven't yet finished, they're going to be silent. Hopefully no Da'alocha. They will stop davening Shemoneh Esra. They will listen to at least two of the phrases of Kodesh, Kodesh, and Baruch Shem, and Baruch Kavod, and therefore they'll be Yaitzeh. So you've got to say them loud. People think that if the Olim is saying it, I just chop it in there quietly. No. The Sheikh Tzibur has to say all the words of Nakadish, Shemcha, whatever, Nakdishah, whatever, loud to be motivated to other people. During Chazor Sashatz.
Yeah, but when could somebody start davening again? He's silent in the middle of Shmoneh
Esra, listening. He can listen. He stops at any time Shmoneh Esra.
He stops. And
yeah, he stops and listens.
When can he start again?
After Boshei, Baruch Kavoy Mochus Elohim Avoid.
After?
Now, Nome Gain Baita. Where was I? Kahanim. Oh, Kahanim. There's different minhagim brought down the Shulchan Aruch. For example, in Kuv Chav Ches brings down that some people have the minhag that the Chazan says the word Kahanim in Shachris. It's a Bachoikas Vishenim if it's a Hefzik, and I'm not going into it right now. Others, the Goyin, the Chai Odom, no, not the Chazan, but somebody from the Tzibur will say Kahanim. Again, each place has its own minhag. If you are the Chazan, you should read the words Yivarecha Rabbechule, all the Psukim, you should dafka read them inside a Siddur, so state, because otherwise you can get Mavubu, you can get mixed up, and it's going to make problems as well. Now, Alpi Kabbalah, there's all sorts of things going on. The Chazan is saying, Yivarecha, should he make his head azoy, should he make his head azoy? We're not going too much into that. The end of Chazor is a Shatz. When you've finished, you don't have to say Yihi Rotzon. There is a Shloha Kodesh that says you should say Yihi Rotzon at the end, and the Vilna Gaon paskins that that's the Ikka. You should say Yihi Rotzon at the end of Shemoneh Esra. Now, after Chazor is a Shatz, there is no need. Sorry?
Moedim.
What about Moedim? Moedim Durabonon. Oh, I didn't get to that. But Esther, Moedim Durabonon, you should be saying it loud, because you want at least 10 people around you to hear it. That was the Ikata Kona, right? You should say it loud. That means that when the Tzibur say Moedim Durabonon, you should be saying your Moedim loud, so people can hear. People don't know that. If you did make a mistake, often happens, you say Moedim Durabonon, as Chazor HaShatz, you're 100% Yaitzeh, you don't have to go back. It's a double portion. Right? Again, there's a big Arichas on this, but we haven't got time. Who? The Tzibur.
With the
Maidan Durabonon.
How's it working together?
Oh, that's an Arichas, it's Ramesh, I'm sorry. Let me get back to after Chazor HaShatz, there is no need to take 3 steps back. because we're soymich on the three steps back that you take after Kedusha, after Kaddish of Ashrei Yoshvei Beisecha. If you want to take three steps back after Shemini Esrei, you can do so, especially if there's another chazan coming in for Ashrei, or for example, if you didn't daven your own private Shemini Esrei, it's another reason that you should say take three steps back. But in a regular case, if you're continuing to the end of davening, there's no need to take three steps back after finishing Shemini Esrei like you would normally do in your silent Shemini Esrei. Now, everybody says, Mamish Mamish late, I have to finish. I just want to finish with one Nakuda. Stam, not Mamish Negate Chazonis HaShatz, but we should remember the Gavaldige Zach on Chazonis HaShatz. It's Mamish a tremendous, tremendous Yisoid. It's a tremendous Chizik that we can give us. It gives us Philip straight up to Rebbeinu Shlolem. But I want to mention one thing. Mamish, not so much of a Shaychus, but I want to read a letter that I collected a while ago that was written somewhere. A letter from a Yid in America that wrote the following letter, which has Shaychus to what we were talking about before. Stam, very interesting thing. He says over here, he's talking about they wrote an article about Biyana Hasidim. And he writes over here, he says like this. I'm quoting word for word. He says, I'm about Tshuva. In fact, I'm the only member of my family who's Orthodox. I became religious after researching my family history, and I discovered that my great-great-grandfather was a rabbi in Krakow, Poland. Our family, which owns and operates one of the largest independent Broadway theatre chains in the New York City, respects my religious beings despite initial resistance. Baruch Hashem, I married a Jewish person. Today I have a beautiful family. I write to you because of two sentences. I have two sentences in your article. Two sentences which more than any other place put the Biyana Hasidim in a league of their own. One, which related to the quorum of the Biyana congregation, it says, their tefillahs are conducted in an atmosphere of reverence and awe without the slightest murmur of conversation. The second, which related to latecomers, stated, anyone who wasn't present for the brochas at the beginning of davening could not simply join the minyan at a later point. And he continues, I live out of town and recently spent a Shabbos in a large, well-known Orthodox community. It was a wonderful experience. All the people I met were very friendly and very welcoming. What surprised me, or should I say shocked me, was the lack of the people's hanhogas in different shuls that I attended. I davened in three different shuls on Friday night, Shabbos morning and Shabbos afternoon. The mixed seating temple that I was used to going to as a teenager was tame compared to what I experienced on that Shabbos. The conversations that I overheard ran crazy, from sports to business to one guy's dating experience. There was a fellow there who asked someone sitting opposite him, I was told later this someone is a judge, for advice on the lease dispute of his client paying with his landlord. He did, of course, to start saying, Nish Shabbos correct. The rabbi in one shul tried to make an effort to stop the schmoozing without success. Another fascinating element that I witnessed, specifically Shabbos morning, was that although davening shas started at 9, the shul only filled up at 9:30. To add insult to injury, upon arrival, many of those who came late first engaged in conversation with their neighbor who had already begun davening. Obviously, and again, he's talking about an article written about Biyana Hasidim. The Biyana Hasidim has had a special Hasidim have figured it out. One wonders what the rest of us are doing, still pondering. Please don't get me wrong. I am not trying to badmouth any of my religious peers. But in our industry, almost no one comes late to the show. And everyone is silent during the show. But then again, the doors of the theatre close at 8 p.m. sharp. And anyone talking during the performance is politely shown the door of the theatre manager. Rabbi said we should take Be'ez Hashem, stand up. We learnt about Chazor HaShatz, about Tefillah, about everything we said in Be'ez Hashem. We should have a tremendous step.